Welcome into the Grace Point Daily Podcast and the one-year Bible journey. It's your good friend, Pastor Jeremiah Johnson, leading you through the wilderness. No, not the wilderness, but leading you through the Bible. I'm like Moses to you, if you will. Maybe. I don't know. But here's the thought I'll throw out starting off today's devotional is, as much as probably each generation thinks they're the best generation, there's this thought I think we've probably all had when reading the Bible. It'd be like, man, that would have been cool to be there or lived in this time, right? New Testament, Old Testament, or you've read through some of the stories and you'd be like, man, that would have been cool. That would have been cool to walk through the sea parted, those kind of things. I wish we had that, you know, when we're reading through and specifically in the Bible stories. I wish we could have that. I wish we could see that. I wish we could do that. And so today I was kind of like, maybe we already have what we're asking for. What I'm alluding to is when I was reading in Exodus chapter 40, verse 34 says, "Then the Lord covered the tabernacle," they completed it, "and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses could no longer enter the tabernacle because the cloud had settled down over it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Now, whenever the cloud lifted from the tabernacle, the people of Israel would set out on their journey following it, but if the cloud did not rise, they remained where they were until it lifted. The cloud of the Lord hovered over the tabernacle during the day, and at night fire glowed inside the cloud so the whole family of Israel could see it. This continued throughout all their journeys." You're like, whoa, I want that. I wish we had that today. I wish I could have a literal cloud that would lift and then I would know where to move and where to go and if to stay or not to stay, right? Are you agreeing with me that? Like, wouldn't that be nice if there was a pillar of cloud by night and, a cloud and fire by night to lead me and just always tell me where to go and when to go and when not to go and those kind of things? When I read a story like that and I kind of think that thought, is like, man, it'd be nice to have that for all the direction and help I need in my life. But then the thought was like, well, maybe I already have that. And we do. We have the Bible, the very Word of God. That is our pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. That's our miracle that we have, the miracle of the Word of God to give us guidance and to give us direction each and every day. So that's, as we're going through the Bible, I'm just encouraging myself, encouraging you to keep going, to keep reading, to keep investing, because it literally is our supernatural directive that we have. And this Bible that we have is a miraculous, amazing book. I mean, imagine if we didn't have the Bible, what we would be doing as Christians, as believers. How would we figure out what to do, where to go, how to live for Christ? So that's the beauty of the Word of God. That's why we need it. That's why we're consuming it. And shout out to my wife, made a good point earlier this morning, is we're not just trying to read it to get through it, but we're trying to understand it and to apply it. So as much as, yes, the goal is to like get that discipline of reading it every single day, along with that is also like, God, help me to understand it, help me to process it, speak to me through it, let your direction that is needed, because that's the beauty of the Word of God. It's living and it's active. So a lot of times we're reading through things that God is supernaturally directing and orchestrating and is going to speak to you. That's why sometimes when you're reading through the Bible, I mean, not necessarily every day, but there will be those days where you're like, wow, this is exactly what I needed. This is what I need in my life. So, I was just thinking about that. When we read these miraculous stories in the Bible, kind of say, man, that'd be nice. That'd be cool if the glory of the Lord just literally filled, the church with the smoke, and then it would lift, and then we would know where to go and all these kind of things. And just find myself saying like, or maybe it is the Lord speaking to me today. It's like, Jeremiah, you already have what you're asking for. You have my direction. You have my guidance through my Word. Consume it, put it into your life, and it will be your directive. It will give you the wisdom. It will give you the understanding that is needed for your everyday living and your pursuit of me. So there you go, guys. I contend and I submit to you today that the Bible is our cloud. It's our fire. It's our directive. And so we don't necessarily need to say, Lord, send a cloud and send a fire, because there is supernatural direction that is right in front of us each and every day that we can consume. So, all right, keep getting after it. Keep getting in it. Keep consuming it. Keep digesting it. Keep meditating on it. Get that word in our system each and every day. All right, guys? Hey, thanks for your support. Keep tracking with me as we go through the 1-year Bible journey, and I will talk to you next time.